The greatest question for the Australian cricket team is how it responds to the ball tampering crisis in the fourth and final test match against South Africa this weekend. 10 wickets fell within 2 hours as the hosts dominated a distracted Australian batting lineup in the third match to go ahead 2-1. Steve Smith, David Warner and Cameron Bancroft have returned home after their involvement in the controversy, replaced by Matt Renshaw, Glenn Maxwell and Joe Burns. Renshaw, the opening batsman for Queensland, was playing in the final of the domestic competition when he was told.
I haven't really been concentrating too much. We've had 5 massive days of Shield cricket here that I've just been trying to concentrate and put all my emotion into winning. And it's just sort of like a real relief that we've managed to win that and we can enjoy that success now. I'm really looking forward to getting back in the Test arena and just expressing myself and sort of seeing where I'm at in terms of my new sort of found form and hopefully that works. And if it doesn't, not putting too much pressure on myself.
It is also a bittersweet match for Tasmanian Tim Payne, now appointed the 46th captain of Australia. But his counterpart on the women's cricket team, Meg Lanning, is experiencing completely different fortunes in the women's 2020 series against England and India. Lanning became the first player, male or female, to pass 2,000 2020 runs in Australia's win against England during the week. That will provide much-needed momentum when the two teams meet again in the final on Saturday in Mumbai, and she's enjoying the moment.
I think I've played a little bit of a different role this series, but which I've really enjoyed, and it's meant I've had to adapt my game to what's needed in the situation. But I've enjoyed playing T20 cricket again and enjoying being back out here and playing for Australia again.
Back home in the National Rugby League, and Manly has its own dramas to overcome this weekend when it hosts Canberra on Saturday night. The Sea Eagles were penalised for salary cap breaches this week and are coming off a 28-point loss to South Sydney. Forward Joel Thompson, who joined the club this year, says Manly revels in the pressure.
As a group, we're tight here. The club's tight. It's a back against the wall. We've got that mentality where everyone's hating us. I've felt that since I've signed here. Y'all can see it through the media and different things that it is everyone against us, and we just need to focus on playing good footy and getting wins, because all that stuff it's out of our control, and what we need to focus on is winning games.
In Super Rugby, the ACT Brumbies have been boosted by the inclusion of David Pocock, named for Saturday's clash against the New South Wales Waratahs. The 29-year-old has not played since 2016. The two sides will put some of their rivalry aside as they team up to raise money for the victims of the Tathra bushfire. But that will not be for long as they come into their usually tense encounter with 2 wins each this season. To round out the footy codes, Greater Western Sydney will need to overcome a poor record at the Melbourne Cricket Ground in round 2 of the AFL. The Giants have won just 1 from 12 at the MCG. But their hot form last weekend against the Western Bulldogs may put an end to that hoodoo. In surfing, 3-time world champion Mick Fanning will compete at his last professional event. Fanning, who has won the event at Victoria's Bells Beach 4 times, has told World Surf League he's not concerned about the result.
I'm just going to go out and have fun and just try and just put on a good performance. I always sort of pride myself on doing putting on good performances down here at Bells and Winky, we'll just focus on that.
And it will be all business for Melbourne and Adelaide in the National Basketball League Grand Final on Saturday. Locked at 2-2 in the 5-game series, the winner will be decided in Game 5. Adelaide won last weekend's 4th clash to stay alive in the series. And you can catch live coverage of Game 5 on SBS Viceland from 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Laurie Lewira, SBS News.